Hello, motherfuckers. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we are here to look at the tragedy, the devastating story, which is still unbelieved by some people, and I guess by the title, you already know what it is. This is the story of Denise Huskins. This was a woman who was kidnapped, and during the kidnapping with her boyfriend, who is her current husband, she undergoes rape, assaults, and many, many things. So here is the story of Denise Huskins. So basically, Denise Huskins, most of you may know her from the Netflix true crime show. It's called American Nightmare, which talks about her kidnapping story inspired by her book, which she wrote before. And this is basically about her kidnapping from the home invasion in 2015, where she was with her husband undergoing some uncertain quarrels or misunderstandings, and that night they were invaded in their home and later on kidnapped. Now on Netflix, yes, this docu true crime series is about basically that, and it is really heartbreaking that people do not believe that after all she went through, the sexual assault, the assault, everything, the mental breakdown, people thought that she might as well be lying or something. And I really do not love the fact that this shit happens in our current society today and right now, because you never know, somebody could be kidnapped right now. We're listening, I'm talking, someone may be kidnapped and may be undergoing the same situation. So I say that this needs to come to an end. So in case you have any info on any mysterious kidnapping or something that you witnessed, click the link below for Spotify resources. It is down below, click it, and then select whatever option is suitable to the thing that you have also witnessed. And it also not only has that, but it also has some resources that can help you depending on topics like mental health and ADHD, whatever, all that stuff. So basically, Denise Huskins later on uses her ability to manipulate. Okay, she didn't manipulate, but used her abilities, because she was kind of a psychiatrist, use her ability to get through to those people and actually, yeah, to get through the person who kidnapped her, who had, she claims or says, had also wanted to escape, but because of some trauma, he was doing the kidnapping and shit. So anyways, she is later on forced to have sex with this person, and she was defiled, she had to undergo rape, and she did it for the first time with the guy who was in charge of keeping her in custody. And the people who were the head of the operation told her that that wasn't good enough, and this time they need to get it on camera, and she needs to look like she wants it. So basically, she had to imagine she was doing it with her boyfriend. She was forced to imagine she was doing it with her boyfriend in order to make it look real. And they threatened her and told her that if she was to, in case, go to the police, if she escapes, that they will release that nude or porn video out to the public. And through this time, she was undergoing mental issues. She was mentally tortured because they used to make fun of her for how strong she was, trying to break her down so that they can get a reaction out of her. So later on, she comes out to the police, and she's like, yo, I was kidnapped, blah, blah, blah. And the fucking police did not believe her, which is actually very sad, because I can relate that this can happen to most people, especially in this current time of our generation, where people need a lot of evidence, body scans, to prove something like that. So she comes out, but she tries to explain to them that they may be watching her, she needs protection. But then the internet turns on her that she was faking it. She was not really telling the truth to the public, and referring it to the movie that had come out at the time of her revealing that she had been kidnapped, which was a movie called Gone Girl. So if you've not seen Gone Girl, you should check it out. So basically, they were referring to her as Gone Girl, and it was all, some people up to this day still believe that it was just a ruse to get famous, her and her boyfriend Aaron. So yeah, if this episode has taught you a bit of the story, a bit of the fucking shit that happens in our daily life and community, please, I ask you to submit any of your thoughts on shit like this in our society. I will put a Q&A in Spotify, and yeah, I will see you bitches next time. Bye.